Talking to Paul Wiggins, head coach of the Brossard Mustangs, here on week 10 of the regular season as we come to Sharp Middle School to take on Pendleton County in the Battle of U.S. 27. Coach, you know, a lot of good things happening to us. You know, we are a 9-0 ball club, top 10 BGP, ranked 7 AP. Our kids are getting all kinds of recognition, defense, rushing. You got to be really, really, really proud of this group of guys that back on opening day, we had no vision that we'd be playing, you know, for an undefeated regular season as we stand here tonight. You have to be pretty happy about that.
I'm more than proud of this staff, of these coaches. It's it was completely unexpected. I had a couple interviews last week, one with 1530 and one with the Lexington station after the game, and I told them same thing. We're surprised by this after what we lost. It's been a nice ride. It really has.
It's been fun. Now, the last few weeks haven't been so much fun. After playing 4 in a row at the MAC under perfect football conditions, we go to Bracken County playing soggy conditions and then at a quagmire last Friday night at Paris. I guess you got to also be proud of our guys that, you know, we've handled everything that's been thrown at us. Lightning delays, muddy conditions. We kind of took away our big run effort, but we still managed to get the job done and get a win.
We have. And again, that's, we talked about character and adversity. And we've gotten some things thrown at us, and they've passed the test virtually every time so far. So, it's been a pleasant surprise to this coach.
Major goal achieved, the top seed in the district, and should we defeat Paris in the first one, we got two home games to look forward to in a couple weeks at the MAC.
We do. We know we got Paris back. Nicholas and Bracken are really playing tonight, I think, for wherever they play, you know, wherever they're going to rematch in a couple weeks. So, yeah, everything's set out. Now it's a matter of falling through.
Pendleton County, one win, 6 losses, a couple COVIDs in there that I don't count. They've got a full roster of players. They got 762 kids in their school. You know, everything on paper looks to me and says that this ball club should be somewhat contentious. And our history with them says that whenever we get together here at Chart Middle School, they're usually knocked down dragouts. I'm sure that they're not happy about their lot in life, and they have played a 3A schedule. But, you know, we're kind of riding the wave, and they're kind of looking at the other end of them. What do we expect tonight from Pendleton County?
A contentious game. I'm not going to repeat what they said as they walked on the field, but they made sure that us coaches heard it, and we told our players what they said. You know, and they're not going over tonight. They're here. They all went by the Battle 27 trophy and tapped the black helmet as they went by. They're not going to roll over. That's why Terry Brown and I started this traveling trophy, because we wanted something to be worth something later in the season if in the event one of us got eliminated from the playoffs.
And I agree with that. And I think it is something to play for. If you saw the article I put on the Mustangs leading up to this game, there's 3 pictures, and they're all groups of our guys standing very proudly in front of that Battle of 27 trophy. So put all things aside, to us this is an independent game, to them it's an independent game, but for both of us it's the Battle of 27. That is a good thing.
It is. And I'm going to compare something. I was at the Newport Catholic game for the Battle of the Bell, which I think Newcath has like 20 plus years running, but when that game was over, they couldn't get over that bell fast enough and grab it. And after that many times of winning that many times in a row, it means that much still in that rivalry.
No doubt. Colts finished their season last night contentious, 21-0 loss to a really, really good Newport team that's beat everybody in sight by sizable margins. Have to be happy with our Colts this season.
Really proud of that program. They needed a good year, a positive year. And that staff and those players put it together, and couldn't be prouder of them.
Okay, after tonight, we head into a bye week prior to our opening round of playoffs against Paris at home. Do you welcome that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just want to get through tonight, hopefully get out of here with our trophy, and get a week of somewhat rest. We're still going to practice, but it's not going to be nearly as physical. Just let these guys kind of let their bodies heal up a little bit.
Yeah, this was supposed to be the bye week. We moved this up, and the boys' basketball program jumped into your bye week, and we took it for our Euchre tournament. So next Friday night, you know, we'll be flying cards in the back in Hagenauer, hoping to make a few bucks for the boys' basketball program. So good luck to you and the Mustangs tonight as we take on Pendleton County here. While it's a drizzly night, it's actually pretty really ideal conditions.
It's not a bad night to play football.
Let's get it on.
Thanks.
Good luck.